Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Zweli.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Zweli. How are you doing?
Good. Lovely afternoon.
Great afternoon indeed. Enjoying cool weathers and rains. I think the temperatures are going to be dropping after these rains, eh?
Yes, most definitely. But at least we have some more time for the indoors.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Definitely. Now, Zweli, we're going to be speaking to you briefly about the role of the student teacher and what that relationship, if it plays any role at all, or if it has any impact on the academic success of the students. And so those who are joining us, please do, if you want to comment, if you want to participate in this discussion, please do call us on +27 7347 035 20. Now, improving students' relationship with the teachers has important, positive, and long-lasting implications for both students and academics, social development. Now, we look at how to build and maintain positive teacher-student relationships, and why that is important for academic success of student. And Zweli, that sounds like almost like you putting a teacher where you can actually squeeze him in a corner so that they do you a favor because you've got a good relationship with him. But truly, what is the importance of such a relationship, a student-teacher relationship?
So there are two types of student-teacher relationships. It's obvious types. So there's the negative one and the positive one. So when we look at the importance of having a positive student-teacher relationship, we find that there are a lot of benefits to that relationship in that there's increased student performance. If a student and teacher are able to communicate well with each other, respect each other, take note of their individual differences, you may find that the student appears to be more confident in class, is able to feel comfortable asking questions, and is most likely modeling the appropriate behaviors that the teacher is showing. Let's say it's keeping their desk tidy or focusing on their work, or just being able to ask questions freely in class and being more engaged and committed to their work because they find that the teacher is similarly doing the same.
Now, in what ways can the relationship then affect the academic performance?
So in a negative student-teacher relationship, let's say it's one where a student may feel like they are not being heard, or they may feel that they are being treated unfairly, you may find that the child is more disconnected with the classroom, may feel that, their opinions do not matter in the classroom, and they don't have a sense of individuality inside the classroom as well. So you may find that they're now hidden to the back of the corners and perhaps feel that, nobody's going to pay attention to them, or what they are doing in the class has no importance or relevance because who cares anyway? Mr. or Mrs. Mang Mang is going to, be upset in any case. There's a lot of ways that this relationship can then affect the child, then leading them to not do their work timeously, to them maybe having external negative emotional behaviors such as being aggressive in class, responding back to teachers negatively. So there's two sides of the coin.
I see. Now, Webb, what do positive teacher-student relationship look and feel like in the classroom particularly?
So one of the big things of a positive student relationship, what it looks like and feels like, is one where the teacher is actually taking more time and energy, applying extra effort to the relationship, especially in the case where there's a student who exhibits negative behaviors. So a positive relationship in that regard would be one where the teacher is spending more time with the children individually, is noticing and mentioning their positive behaviors, without focusing too much on the negative in hopes that, you know, pointing out their strengths will help them increase or work on their areas of improvement. And then another thing, in these situations, the student may not actually respond when, you know, being given criticism, but a child can hear what has been said to them. So seeing positive changes in them, you know, because of the respect that they have for the teacher and the classroom environment, is something we can see happening in the classroom where there is a good relationship between the student and the teacher.
Now, thank you for that. How can a teacher, you know, or a student build a positive, you know, teacher-student relationship? Is it dependent on the one party, which is the student mostly, or should the teacher also be engaged in trying to actively build that relationship with the student?
So, you know, the things that the individuals can work on need to come from both sides, both the teacher and the student. However, also the involvement of the parents can add to the situation. So positive factors from both students and the teachers can be empathy, authenticity, and respect in those situations. So the empathy would, you know, then mostly come from the teacher and encouragement, but both people need to be authentic in the situation and need to respect each other to be able to have this healthy relationship between the two. And then, of course, negative factors can get in the way of them being able to build this relationship, because we know teachers can experience things like burnout, stress, and maybe have their own aggression. As much as there's a code of ethics for them that they're bound to, sometimes they may just be human and have a bad day and may take it out on a student. So it's also important for teachers to be able to communicate with other teachers and parents, you know, for them not to take things out of hand, and for them to understand that, you know, their responsibility in getting the child to be closer to them is more in part their responsibility than the child, because they are the adult in the situation. And so there is going to be, you know, the discipline element of it, but also the mutual respect element in that situation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, what would you believe is the strongest indicator of positive student-teacher relationships?
I think the most positive indicator in that situation, I think, would just be one where a student is achieving more in class. That being said, because they are being more engaged, they are able to ask questions. The teacher is also contributing to the relationship by making it, you know, an environment where one can come to learn, where each person is being heard, where a child feels like they can make mistakes also in the classroom. So really, there's a lot of things that can that can add to that environment, but if the relationship between the two of them is good, you will most definitely see it reflected in the marks and the involvement by the child in the classroom.
Mm, yeah, beautiful, actually. But I think I tend to agree definitely with that. Now, with these relationships, there may be, you know, challenges of, strict boundaries or respectful boundaries. How can healthy and respectful boundaries be maintained so that the student does not start to see, you know, the teacher as one of their own peers? And vice versa, so that the student cannot see the teacher doesn't see the student as somebody, especially if it's a female one, to a male to female one, doesn't see the student to be one to be taken advantage of.
Yes. So again, when it comes to the teacher side, I think for the teacher, the best thing is to, you know, stay away from showing frustration, from showing how irritated they might be with the situation, from showing anger, from throwing out inappropriate comments such as "this one is better than you" or "you'll end up being nothing," you know, which can result in bullying or sarcasm. I think when the teacher is able to control those negative influences that might add fuel to the fire, It allows room for a child to be reprimanded because in that situation, the child doesn't have an excuse to fall on because they would know how the teacher has been treating them, how they have shown them respect, how they are following the rules and how they expect the same from the child.
Lastly, Zweli, before I let you go, do you think that in terms of academic success and in what you've observed over the years, have those students who have better relationships with teachers gotten more successful than those who generally don't have any relationship? They just go to class, learn and leave?
Yes, you'd find most definitely that there is an impact. I mean, even in the situation, let's say it's black learners and a white teacher, although not extensively, you may find that the child may be, you know, more afraid to connect with the teacher from another race and therefore keep quiet, be withdrawn in the class. So there are definitely, you know, differences that can impact this relationship. And not only that, but we need to consider the risk factors for some of these children that may affect that relationship. Just simply being that boys are typically less close to teachers than girls may be, because you may find that girls have more internal emotional problems, maybe such as depression and anxiety, and where boys may have more aggressive behaviors towards teachers. So, yeah, in that situation, it's more dependent on the risk factors that contribute to then how children would react to an environment like that with their teacher.
Beautiful. Well, Zweli, I must thank you so much for your time, and always a pleasure to have you here on AWR. Blessings to you. We shall speak again next time.
Thank you to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Blessings.
Cheers.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.